One of the state's largest LGBT groups is compiling a directory of counselors who say they won't discriminate against potential patients. This follows Governor Bill Haslam's decision to sign a law letting therapists reject clients for moral reasons. WPLN's Douglas Corzine reports.
The Tennessee Equality Project advocated against the bill in the General Assembly, but CEO Chris Sanders says he was prepared for any outcome, and counseling unconditionally was already in the works. It's an online directory of counselors and therapists who claim they will not use religion to rationalize refusing clients.
Well, it allows us to identify practitioners who are inclusive, practitioners who will not simply turn someone away because of a worldview difference.
One of the first to sign up was Heidi McKinney, a Nashville-based couples counselor.
When you become a licensed marital and family therapist, especially our professional organization, the AMFT, states very clearly in our code of ethics that we are not to discriminate, and I don't think they're playing games with that. I think that's across the board.
Like many therapists, McKinney says she doesn't want to be mistakenly associated with Tennessee's new law. Another therapist says she's leaving a church-based counseling group and returning to independent work. Many faith-based counselors did lobby against the legislation. Still, she says she doesn't want anyone to think she might use the law to justify discrimination. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Douglas Corzine.